John Decker, our own White House correspondent, joining us live. TikTok's been very much in the news, and in states like here in New Hampshire, with state governments and even federally looking at whether or not, at least from government-type online connections, if TikTok should be part of that mix. I guess we're going to hear from the head of TikTok, John.
Yeah, he will be testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee this morning, and I think pretty much every member of that committee has already made up their mind about how they feel about TikTok, which is a Chinese-owned company. And we already have, as you know, an ultimatum given by the Biden administration, which is divest yourself of that Chinese ownership or face being banned in the U.S. So lots of questions that will be posed today, Jack, concerning whether or not TikTok poses a security threat to the United States.
So many things I'd like to ask you about as well, but I'm just curious, you're around the White House press corps. There must be a lot of attention still towards the Manhattan DA's office and what may or may not happen with an indictment or a charge against former President Donald Trump, at least among the White House press corps.
Oh, absolutely. I'm following it. How could I not?
With
what Trump put out there on social media over the weekend, he expected to be indicted. That was supposed to happen Tuesday. That grand jury taking the day off yesterday, they will reconvene early this afternoon, and we'll see what they do in terms of meeting and perhaps bringing charges against individuals, including the former president Donald Trump. That would be unprecedented.
It would.
To see an indictment of a president, former president, never before has that happened in our country.
You know, if he's actually processed, which I assume he would be if you're charged, even if a trial, because the John Edwards case, a lot of charges against him for a similar kind of situation with campaign finance money, didn't go anywhere. But still, the indictment, I can't think that's a good thing if you're running for president. But in a strange way, Governor Sununu said last week, and I want to know if you agree or not, it actually sort of adds to the sympathy factor of Trump supporters. Does it actually play into his hand a little bit or not?
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I would add something to what the governor said, and that is this. When you think about an indictment, and it's a big if, but when you think about if Donald Trump is indeed indicted, does that help him flip states that he lost in 2024? Does an indictment help him in Pennsylvania? Does an indictment help him in Michigan? Does an indictment help him in Georgia or in Arizona? And I think that the answer to that question is no, it doesn't help him in any of those states to flip them in 2024 if it is something that he is hoping for, and that's a rematch against Joe Biden.
John Decker, thank you, our White House correspondent. Have a great Thursday. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Bye-bye.